Welcome to Union City Radio for Friday, November 13th. This is Chris Garlock with the latest labor news, updates, and history from the Metro Washington Labor Council. While the focus on last week's election results has been on the vote for President of the United States, voters passed a host of ballot measures in states and localities that make government work for all of us, not just the wealthy few. In San Francisco, voters approved a ballot measure to raise the business tax on corporations that pay their CEOs more than 100 times what they pay their average employee. And earlier this week, the Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors unanimously enacted an ordinance giving workers the power to monitor their workplace's health and safety conditions. Florida voters passed Amendment 2, which will raise the state minimum wage to $15 an hour, as did Portland, Maine, which will also require time and a half pay during emergencies. And in Colorado, voters approved Proposition 118, providing workers in the state 12 weeks of paid family leave and 16 weeks for the birth of a child. On this weekend's labor calendar, DC nurses will rally tomorrow for safe school reopening starting at 9:30 a.m. For details and the latest list of local labor events, go to dclabor.org and click on calendar. In today's labor history, on this date in 1914, a Western Federation of Miners strike was crushed by the militia in Butte, Montana. Today's labor quote is by Michael Meadows, son of oil, chemical, and atomic workers union activist Karen Silkwood, who on this date in 1974 was killed in a suspicious car crash on her way to deliver documents to a newspaper reporter during a safety investigation of her Kerr McGee plutonium processing plant in Oklahoma. Michael Meadows, who said, "Mom wasn't an activist of any kind. I believe she did what she did, not because she was anti-nuclear energy, but because she knew the way things were being handled and the dangers her co-workers were being exposed to, among other things, was wrong, plain and simple." Union City Radio is supported by our friends at Union Plus. Find out more at unionplus.org. Because the union, well, yeah, the union will make us strong. It will make us strong.